Now, when we talk about the prosperity mindset, as I did earlier, I want to talk about it for a moment, specifically how it affects our role as a service technician. The reality is our mindset, which is our expectations, pretty much dictates everything that's going to happen in the house with respect to our ability to sell, influence, communicate, whatever. Listen, here's the reality. 10 or 15 years ago in this business, if you were a great technician, that's all you needed to be to make a great living. Well, the reality is the most progressive companies, they expect you to be a great technician and also a great communicator. But if you're going to be a great communicator, of course you have to get the training, which you can get here at Contract University, you know, in terms of how to communicate, but you also have to have the mindset and the willingness to communicate. So I want you to take a quick look at this video that talks about the importance of having the right mindset so you can make sure that you're communicating in a very effective way and that you understand the words you say matter. You can influence people's decisions. You know, when you think about running a service call, there's a lot of responsibilities you face as a service technician. Back in the day, maybe 10 or 15 years ago, it was pretty much enough to be a, you know, awesome service technician. As long as you were good at diagnosing problems and fixing those problems, you could do very well as a service technician. Well, the times have changed, haven't they? Because now your company has another expectation on you. Not only do you have to be really good at being a service technician, but now you have to be really good at communications and sales. You have to be if you want to compete. So this program is about teaching you how to deliver a more comprehensive service to your customers. It's not about arbitrarily raising your prices or arbitrarily raising your average ticket. It's about providing better service to your homeowners. This program is about high service, not about high pressure. Now, the good news is your boss is going to love the fact that you're using this process, because in the process of delivering a higher level of a service call, naturally the average ticket is going to grow, because a more comprehensive service means that you are offering more comprehensive solutions. And the more comprehensive your solutions, obviously the more they're going to cost in terms of the homeowner's investment. If you're fixing one thing on an air conditioning system, it's going to cost, you know, X amount of dollars. But if you're fixing two or three things and maybe offering an accessory in addition to those repairs, obviously the average ticket is going to be higher. But how you get to offering those additional accessories and how you get to offering those additional repairs, again, comes back to the level of service that you're providing. It's not about offering things to arbitrarily raise your average ticket. So this program is all about delivering a higher level of service, and there are certain benefits that are going to come from that. Now, as you embark on this program, it's really important that you've already studied the Prosperity Mindset Training. As part of the EGIA Contract University, I've developed a process to create what I call the Prosperity Mindset. It's based on my book, The Power of Consistency. The Prosperity Mindset is an integral part of running a proper service call. So in this training, I'm going to teach you the five-step process to run a very, you know, comprehensive, high-impact service call, but it's important you combine that with the prosperity mindset. The mindset is so important to the overall professionalism of your job. After all, what we know through the mindset training is that our results in life are pretty much a reflection of our expectations. If we expect to do well, we tend to do well. If we expect to do poorly, we tend to do poorly. This is so important in your job as a professional service technician, because the results of a service call are going to be pretty much the, you know, reflection of your expectations. If you expect your homeowner to not be interested in additional accessories, if you expect your homeowner to be, you know, overly concerned about the price, then that's what's going to happen. That's what you're going to manifest. On the other hand, if you have the expectation that your homeowner wants to know about additional accessories, things that will improve the quality of airflow or the quality of life in their home, and you believe they're not overly concerned about price, well, guess what? That's what you're going to manifest in your life also. That's why the mindset part of this training is so important. So if you haven't been through the Prosperity Mindset Training, I encourage you to go back and to go through that training before you embark on this training. When I talk about the mindset, I'm talking about your thoughts. Your thoughts naturally in your brain, when you have a thought, it triggers a chemical reaction. It's a part of your brain called the hypothalamus. When you have a thought, your hypothalamus creates chemicals that trigger an emotion. And your emotions are always a reflection of your thoughts. So if you have a very happy and warm and loving thought, then your brain's going to produce endorphins and dopamine, and you're going to have happy and warm and loving emotions. If you have a very fearful thought, well, then your brain's going to produce epinephrine and adrenaline, and you're going to have a fearful reaction. So your thoughts always trigger your emotions. Once you experience an emotion, then you're going to take some action, right? Just a very natural part of the process. You have a thought, triggers an emotion, the emotion triggers a reaction, and of course the reaction, you know, produces the result. The important thing to remember about this whole process is that your thoughts and your emotions are always a reflection of your thoughts, even if your thought is wrong. In other words, you can believe something that's not true, you can believe something that's false, but that false thought can create very real emotions, very real actions and very real results. I want you to take a quick look at this video that kind of illustrates this process.
One of the biggest challenges with contractors is that they don't understand the relationship between the prosperity mindset and their sales results. Here's your basic neurology that explains why your thoughts drive your results. You see, when you have a thought, any thought, it triggers chemicals in your brain that fuel the emotion. Once you have the emotion, you take some action. Your actions, of course, trigger your results. The good news is that your emotions and your actions are always a reflection of your thoughts. The bad news is that your emotions and your actions are always a reflection of your thoughts, even if the thought is wrong or inaccurate. Imagine this scenario. It's 11 o'clock at night and you're walking out of a theater. You've got your family with you, your spouse and your kids. As you're walking across the parking lot, a guy comes running towards you. He's got a knife in one hand. He's covered in blood and he's coming towards you and your family. Your immediate thought is what? Dangerous situation. I've got to protect my family. So he comes towards you. You hit him in the jaw. You drop him like a sack of potatoes. What's the result? You protect your family. But here's the problem. When the police show up, you realize the guy was no threat to you whatsoever. The knife was fake. The blood was fake. He was a kid going across the parking lot to meet some friends to go to a Halloween party. Here's the bottom line. Even though your thought was wrong, it was inaccurate, it fueled very real emotions, very real actions, and very real results. How does this affect you in your business? Well, imagine this scenario. You've got a service technician or a salesperson, and their basic thought goes something like this. Homeowners don't care about quality. Homeowners don't care about service. They just want a cheap price. When they have that thought, what are the natural emotions they're going to experience when they go on a call? They're going to have the emotion of, here we go again, another cheap homeowner. Then what actions will go from that? Are they going to do a dynamic, value-based sales presentation? Of course not. They're going to drop off a bid for the cheapest system as fast as they can. What's the result? Where they're going to walk out and they're going to say, I knew it. People just don't care about quality or service. You take another salesperson with positive thoughts. They believe it is about quality, it is about service, and it's their job to make sure they explain to the homeowner why their company is worth a couple of $1,000 more. Well, what emotions come from that? They're positive, they're confident, right? It's showtime when they go in the house. What are their actions? Well, they go through a dynamic value-based sales process. What's the result? They sell high-end solutions. The funny thing is, when that guy walks out of the house, he says the same thing as the other guy. I knew it. I knew they cared about quality. So I want you to try this. I want you to have posters made. And on those posters, I want you to have things written like this. Our customers care about service. Our customers care about quality. Our customers care about value. And I want you to put those posters all over your office. That will drive new thoughts that will eventually translate into more productive sales results.
So you can easily see in this situation how a very false thought, an inaccurate thought, triggered very real emotions, very real actions, and unfortunately, you know, very real results, very real consequences. It's critically important to understand this because your thoughts are going to drive all those other factors, right? Emotions, actions, and results, even if the thought is wrong or inaccurate. Now, in business, as you're going to find out in the next module, this same process can play itself out. In other words, you can have a false thought about price. You can have a false thought about your homeowners and what they might expect in terms of accessories. You can have a very false thought, but you'll produce very real emotions, very real actions, and very real results.